Reverend Buckburn. We are starting in a couple minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters. The Reverend is in. Shall begin momentarily.
We've got to pray from the tallest mountain. People fighting against all oppression. We've got to try and find a solution. On a fire find them. We all are the people who are give we problem. Yeah. We burn a fire find them. We all are the people who are deal with the heathen. Yeah. We burn a fire find them. We all are the people who are give we problem. Yeah. We burn a fire find them. We all are the people who are deal with the heathen.
We are ready. 901, yes, we are ready. Good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, back after 2 weeks, and tonight the theme is Anti-President's Day. We canceled Love Night last Sunday night due to snow and lots of it. So we'll play maybe one or two songs from that night if time permits. However, really pumped to do Anti-President's Day and catch up, and gonna start off with a song for the fearful, not fearless, so-called leader, so-called elected leader in two suspicious elections, George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, corporate hoe, Enron stooge, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, war criminal Bush. We'll start off with a song to him by DOA entitled We Don't Need No Goddamn War.
We don't need no goddamn war. Can you fight for my communism. To pull you down, members of the damned.
We often do on this show when there is a known and faithful book burner who is celebrating a birthday or has done so in the recent past. It is my duty as clergy today of a book burner, and it is a duty with immense pleasure, So in addition to the weddings we do on this show, exorcisms, reverse exorcisms, and anti-baptisms, and other goodies that we have, it is a pleasure to celebrate the Book Burner's birthday. In particular, the recently passed birthday of Canadian Book Burner, Mr. Edward Gould, hopefully pronounced correctly. And we are going to play one of the favorite artists of our birthday Book Burner by Ian Dulce D compilation, and new called New Boots and Panties, and this track is entitled You're More Than Fair.
You're more than fair. You got the gorgeous bum. Why don't you come to my house and meet my mom? I like your titties, they're nice and smart. Let me have a squeeze in my front heart.
Knowledge, Curry and the Blockheads. This is from the double.
Satin dry, I wanna run a hand in. I wanna snap them off ya as we reach the landing. A tender moment, don't let nothing spoil it. I shall caress your clitoris as we reach the toilet. More than fair, you're warm and soft. Remove the trousers as we reach the loft to taste the pudding. You got to try the proof. You got to try the pudding on the roof.
They're bombs and they're bombs and they're guns and they're- don't care if we fill the jails, arrest anyone, any rank.
We will make them see their injustice, and it will hurt, as all fighting hurts. But we can't do it. We can't.
Don't be back! No one!
They may torture my body, break my bones, even kill me. Then, they will have my death body, not my obedience.
I don't care if we throw the jewels, throw the jewels.
Let us take a song.
The next generation, and you get the high five that the police station.
So you wanna wear blue
and prey on the people, come loot the Constitution. We're all men so equal, beat down the poor and the working class core. You're a class straight up motherfucking rich man's whore.
Cause there's a thin blue line between the love and the hate. If you sold truth across it, you're a Nazi for the state. You're injustice, more precious, the precious to few. So you wanna be a killer for the red, white, and blue.
You're a kid, you're a clown.
Rock Steady 7 doing So You Wanna Be a Cop from the split CD they did with F Minus entitled Baby Jesus Sliced Up in the Manger. Before that, you heard Stoned Age doing Zombie. Ian Dury and the Blockheads did You're More Than Fair. Started off with DOA doing We Don't Need No Goddamn War. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live on Sunday nights, on most Sunday nights, from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And I don't know if they're repeating the shows anymore or not, but they were repeating them a couple times during the week. And let's see. And we don't know if it is relay broadcasted elsewhere these days, but you can hear it at RadioVolta.org when we broadcast. Show cancellations and postponements are announced at the blog, and free old Reverend Bookburn shows archives that G lies and can be downloaded at bookburn.com. And I'll tell you if there is a Sunday night when the show is not happening. And the Reverend can be written to at Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. war criminal Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled. There are actually no shows for the next 2 weeks, says the domesticated Reverend Bookburn. However, and you almost met the whole family this evening, but that got canceled at the last minute. But the Reverend will turn into Mr. Mom for 2 weeks. And then 3 Sunday nights from now, we will return, and the theme will be Hunting with Dickless Cheney. And you probably heard about the hunting accident with the person allegedly elected vice president, allegedly twice, Dickless Cheney, shooting and wounding a friend of his while on one of his infamous hunting trips. And always at Reverend Theocratic Church. Turn that into a show theme when we return 3 Sunday nights from tonight with the theme show Hunting with Dickless Cheney. And 1 week after that, a newly invented theme that I can't wait to do, entitled Go to Your Jesus Right Now. And I think God has agreed to be on that show as a live guest to give permission to the sheepish, mindless cultists to, in fact, join him right away, despite their beliefs that they cannot do anything to expedite their own demise. So that will be a very special show indeed when we do Go to Your Jesus Right Now. Other shows coming up include Spy on This, Who Would Jesus Do?, The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, and God and Satan as live guests when we announced the opening of SSS, Satanic Social Services, and their implementation of taxpayer-funded, government-issued grant known as the faith-based grant, a phenomenon initiated by the criminal regime of George W. Numbnuts Bush. And let's see, Recovery for Propagandists, Pubic Property, More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, starring Neil Horsley, Randall Terry, W. David Hager, Senator Henry Hyde, and more. And another theme, Henry Hyde's Retirement Party, and much more. All of this is to come on The Reverend Is In. And once again, you can be updated at ReverendBookburn.com. All right. Let's see. Last Sunday night, there was a significant amount of snow, and the Reverend was pretty knee-deep, not only in the snow, but in the Mr. Mom duties in his newly developed domesticated life, and so the show was, in fact, canceled. So our yearly sacred annual tradition, yet another one, for an alternative version of to the corporate entertainment industry's offerings for Valentine's Day related entertainment and marketing orgy. Did not happen this year. We did do a show 2 weeks ago with the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, in which DeMonica was the live guest and cheerleader, however conscious she was during much of the show. So, as observed by some very tuned-in book burners, she did resemble the cheerleaders in the Waterboy film, which, if you've seen that, is quite a hilarious part of the film. So, that was 2 weeks ago. Love Night canceled, not postponed. We'll hopefully do it next year. Hopefully corporate media will be surviving and thriving even better in the forthcoming year, and we'll be back to do Love Night. And a possible live guest, Hippie John, who is coming to this area in the near future. And I think that's it for foreseeable future live guests. Let's see what else is coming. And, oh, we have another birthday. Happy birthday to the Mac Goddess. And if anything does prevent us from doing the next planned show, weather or domestic circumstances, we want to wish all book burners a happy Hash Wednesday. Hash Wednesday is a very special holiday because that is when a lot of perverted people show how kinky they really are in public by putting their hash resin and marijuana residue on their foreheads and walking around in the workplace, in public, everywhere. So we want to bless that and make it more holy and acknowledge Happy Hash Wednesday. And we'll do more on that when we get back on the air. Tonight the theme is Anti-President's Day, in which we acknowledge the person who is said to have won elections twice, a person who is a third generation member of a murderous crime family, a person, the sibling of two criminals, one of whom very knee-deep in the savings and loan scandal with Charles Keating and other stand-up guys, kind of like the Enron guys of his time. The son of an Iran-Contra criminal, one of the most inhumane, savage, mass-murdering and criminal scandals in all of modern history, and the grandson of a Nazi supporter who, when it was fashionable in corporate America in the early days of the Third Reich, raised a lot of money to fight them commies through the Nazi Party of Germany, Prescott Bush. A man who's not only from a family of scumbags, but who himself has proved to be one of the ultimate corporate whores and one of the most overzealous of war criminals, tramplers of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, destroyers of America's environment, and world-class liar and hypocrite, conceivably in this lifetime of all living people. So, We are celebrating Anti-President's Day. We are providing an alternative to the ass-kissing of the corporate media to Bush and his fellow criminals in his regime that has, despite the saturation of worship from the corporate media, continues to be exposed and scorned by people in North America who are slowly prying their eyes open and starting to see reality. And as independent media, we will continue to help nudge them into a state of awakeness and reality. George W. Numbnuts Bush seriously ass-kissed in the media. And when we say that, we don't mean any disrespect whatsoever to people who actually are into ass-kissing. And we apologize for such a horrifying and degrading comparison. But the corporate media continues to serve as Bush's cheerleaders. Not like my cheerleader from two weeks ago, but nonetheless, corporate media cheerleaders, particularly worth mentioning CBS, CNN, Fox Network, and so many others. But we say, as the nation wakes up, as people see him for who he is, when people see that this idiotic stooge and puppet for corporate America and the war machine stands there dishonoring the human species and wreaking havoc and bloodshed worldwide, we know that it is time to acknowledge him in a special way, hence tonight's show, which is Anti-President's Day. And while there is no objection whatsoever to having a day off, or having the kids home from school, or having a little bit of fun, and in the case of DeMonica, even a few sales in shops, still, we want to make this particular Anti-President's Day special. So we are going to try to do that. And that means that in addition to what we cover in the spoken parts, we want to play a lot of great tunes. And we're going to get back to that momentarily. We will, of course, continue to provide the independent media versions, alternatives to the corporate entertainment industry, the corporate media. In fact, we will bypass them and nudge things further towards the regime's exposure and collapse, and have fun, tunes and laughs, and maybe even a little hotness in the process. All right, let's see. Are there any plugs? Let's see. There is a Chady Hunting Accident website. And if you write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, I'll send that to you. You can go on the internet to the Chady Hunting Game. If not, you can try finding it through Google. And while you're at Google, if you missed the last show, be sure to type in the word asshole for where people type in what they want to search for. But instead of clicking enter or search, click the I Feel Lucky link for a great video. Okay, let's see. We still want to generate as much publicity and support for Steve Cubby, who fled fascism and crossed the border to the north into Canada as a medical marijuana patient, and was recently deported by the Canadian authorities, sent back to America, and predictably as sick as he is, struggling with cancer and being in a very severe medical state, found himself in an American dungeon with total shit care that was provided by the privatized prison healthcare system, which is one of the more appalling systems of prison healthcare and prisons, period, in the so-called civilized and industrial wings of the world. Thank you, people who have been supporting Steve Cubby. If you've never been to the site, please go to cubby.com, K-U-B-B-Y, cubby.com, and email the link to everyone you know, and then some. And let's play him a song once again. Let's see. You've been hearing F minus and Crack Rock Steady 7 in the background, but we're going to stop that, play a song for Steve Cubby from cubby.com by Scott McCaughey and Stumpy Joe. This track is entitled Panama Red.
Panama Red, Panama Red, steal your woman and he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his wife was Mescalito, here come reason to tell that your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. Judge don't know when Red's in town, keeps well hidden underground, everybody's acting lazy, falling out, hanging round. My woman said, hey, Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working Panama Red back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, steal your woman, let it rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on White Horse Pescalito, here come reason to tell that your woman's up in bed with old for him, cause they know Red's satisfied. Little girls like to listen to him sing and tell sweet lies. When things get too confusing, honey, you're better off in bed. Instead of searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red, steal your woman, let him rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse.
We're going to show and send, let's see, get to who is.
I think Bob, pretty good, thanks.
Love me, you hardly even know me, just set yourself below me. Lips that way. Ooh. I want you night and day. When you squeeze my balls, I wanna blow my load with all my might. So blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me. You gotta blow me tonight.
Pussycat was scratching out on the back door. Scratch so long, poor pussycat. Sore, sore pussy. Sore pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussycat was setting out on the front step. Sat so long, poor pussy got wet, wet pussy. Sore. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussycat was playing out on the back lot. Played so long, poor pussy got hot. Hot. Pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussycat was rocking in the rocking chair. Rocked so long, he lost his hair. Bald pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot. Bald pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My neighbor and I out at the clothesline. I said to my neighbor, won't you look at mine. My pussy.
A friendly little cat.
My neighbor stole my kitty, but I did see. I said to my neighbor, set my pussy free. Free pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot. Ball. Free. Pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, meow.
Yeah. another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback from all the drugs, smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking
pussy. Sorry, little cat.
Fucking angel. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture, the pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here?
Piece of five hands.
you're the beast with five hands.
Five hands, five hands.
Now you're the beast with five hands.
Five hands, five hands.
But don't you try and take her, don't you know that I'm her man? She my baby, baby, yeah, the beast with five hands. But you're a beast. But you're a beast. But you're a beast, baby.
Heard the Meat Men doing Pope on a Rope. The Groovy Ghoulies did King Kong Stomp and The Beast with Five Hands. George Carlin did Angels from the You Are All Diseased comedy CD. Jack Kill Jill did You Don't Own Me, and that is from the Benefit compilation CD entitled Dropping Foods on Their Heads Is Not Enough. A Benefit for the Women of Afghanistan. Before that, you heard an unknown artist doing the Pussycat song. And before that, you heard another unknown artist doing Blow Me. And started off with Scott McCaughey and Stumpy Joe doing Panama Red. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Anti-President's Day. And if you joined in late, we are having an anti-celebration for Anti-President's Day with that anti-human, anti-member of the human race, George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, corporate hoe, Enron stooge, piss poor, impersonator of Forrest Gump, and war criminal, Bush, third generation member of a crime family, father of two alcoholics, and uncle of a crackhead. And we're having a lot of fun in the process, and of course we played a lot of great tunes. More to come, and of course a very special Bush song is coming up later. And let's see, some resources. Anti-Bush and then there's a hyphen, antibush.com, iraqbodycount.net, and of course, the great lampoonery at whitehouse.org, one word, whitehouse.org. George W. Numbnuts Bush is, of course, one of the ultimate embarrassments of not only the world and the international communities, but of the human species as a whole. And one of the good things you can get out of it is that in moments of self-doubt and self-beating over mistakes, problems, incidents, stages of life even, you can feel a whole lot less fucked up when you look at the kind of person and the anti-evolutionary process and anti-intellectual growth and processes of people like George W. Bush and his friends in the American Christian Taliban, who are shit-canning people's rights and responsible for more inhumanity, pain, and suffering in the world than any of the leaders whom they criticize from other camps of this world, as fucked up as they are. But Bush is the last person on the planet to be in a position to criticize the small-timers and the Bush-leaguers and the mini-versions who are but a small reflection of himself. And if you've never seen it, please check out the film Fahrenheit 9/11, one of the better movies about George W. Numbnuts Bush, as well about George W. Numbnuts Bush, as well as a book about his Nazi-supporting grandfather, Prescott Bush, entitled Saving Private Power, and a book about his war criminal, mass-murdering father, one of the, of course, main casts of characters in the Iran-Contra scandal, a book entitled October Surprise, and another one, The Dark Alliance, by Gary Webb. George W. Numbnuts Bush, exposed increasingly and scorned increasingly, it is our job to nudge it further and give the empire a little extra push as it collapses itself, and maybe even a to help topple it over. And of course, thank you, Michael Moore, from michaelmoore.com, for, among many things, erecting a Bush statue just so he could topple it over on the cover of his Dude, Where's My Country book. Okay, Bush. It slightly feels silly to pick on him, not just because he seems like such a helpless idiot, but also because it just seems too obvious. It's like saying, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer was an asshole, or, you know, Timothy McVeigh, or the violent anti-abortion assholes, or, you know, nor Reagan or whoever, North. But, it is still necessary, and as long as we're doing that, we're going to do more anti-Bush, anti-tributes, as well as cover all that needs to be covered and that is undercovered in this world. And on that note, let's see. Trying to read sucky handwriting. Oh, there was a bumper sticker being promoted by the last holdouts of the Bushies That said, I'm not making this up. I'd rather go hunting with Dick Cheney than ride in Ted Kennedy's car. So, that will be our prayer for tonight. Lord, this is Reverend Bookburn. We pray that all of the idiots with that hunting with Dickless Cheney sticker or promoting it or emailing it around, we pray that they get their wish. Lord, please send all these fuckheads to an appropriate wooded area so that they can have their dream come true and be within the scopes of Dickless Cheney's hunting firearms. We pray that they walk from behind a tree or shrub within the sights of Dickless Cheney. Lord, please make their dream come true and send these assholes on a hunting trip with Dickless Cheney, the kingpin of the Halliburton War Profiteer Corporation, who wins all the no-bid contracts for the Iraq War. Lord, please send these fuckers to Dickless Cheney's next hunting trip. We pray to thee, Lord. May these dickless, impotent fuckers who overcompensate by hunting and killing animals get their wish come true on a Dickless Cheney hunting trip. And please let everyone tune in to Reverend Bookburn's show in 3 weeks when he does the hunting with Dickless Cheney theme. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Alright. Alright, enough praying. Alright, let's see. What movies have been seen since the last show? Now, mind you, I am now one voice in the household, so I don't see a lot of films that are my choices. Let's see, we saw Panic Room, and that was okay, although the Reverend is a tremendous fan of Anne Magnusson, who was in this film at the beginning, and that reminds me of the classic, which is a must-see. And if you're a book burner, I know you're going to love this. It's Anne Magnusson's Vandemonium, which is a film she made when she was still in the band called Bongwater. And it's not related to Bongwater, but you'll think it is. It's incredible. Probably her best work. And what else did we see? We saw Helen of Troy, which is two entire DVD discs. It's like a double-length film, but very good if you like Greek mythology. And if you're going to dabble in mythology, whether it's accepted modern religion or ancient Greek mythology, you may as well see a fun and classic film like Helen of Troy. Let's see, we saw Schindler's List. And this morning, while the younger humans were sleeping, Superfly was made in the early 70s, like around 1972. Definitely kind of a precursor to the modern day gangsta films and things like that. And some live music from Curtis Mayfield and his band. And had its moments, had its silliness, but had its moments. And I don't know if I recommend it per se, but it was pretty good. And let's see. Oh, and we saw the one with Bill Murray playing Hunter Thompson in Where the Buffalo Roam, and that is positively recommended. All right, be sure to support the Reverend's marketing effort to sell chocolate contraception. And that's not just in the Valentine and love night spirit, but also as a survival mechanism in the Alito era. Pop Bin Laden, who got put on the Supreme Court by the Bushies and rubber stamped by a spineless, pathetic species called the Democratic Party, the unlubricated submissives of the Bush regime. To survive the Alito era, this Taliban wannabe who was on the Supreme Court, who was a threat to birth control and abortion rights, we say fight back. And one of the ways to do that is through the Reverend's marketing of chocolate contraception. And can you imagine forgetfulness and non-compliance with such a product? If you haven't read it at ReverendBookburn.com, the Reverend is looking for a Sidon and Bin Laden clone, who the version of, which has a lot of samplings and tape loopings and manipulations, much like the Plunderphonic releases. And please write quail@sjcdc.org if you know how the Reverend can obtain such a thing. Check out Paul Krasner's book, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, from paulkrasner.com or Seven Stories Press. Seven Stories, the word seven written out, sevenstories.com. His new book is entitled One Hand Jerking. And be sure to read the chapter about murderer Ira Einhorn, who the media likes, similar to the Manson case, the media loves to call a hero of the 60s generation, instead of the more accurate cult leader from a Gray album, from the half a dozen manipulable sheep who are manipulated today in Christian recovery and counseling and relationship groups, and had more in common with Reagan and the murderous Contras and Oliver North and the Pat Robertsons of the world than they ever had in common with the larger 60s counterculture and movements of that time. Alright. Getting talked out again, so that could only mean play more music. Now, this was a CD made for the Reverend without a label. Yes, they didn't know better. So we're going to try to find a song. It resembles Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's about Star Trek. And let's see if it's this one. Okay. Maybe not.
I'm is the alien of the nation.
Not that.
I am the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, this is Spock. Please step on the transporter.
Dilithium crystals hit by Klingon missiles. No!
I'm a doctor.
Not an actor.
Not a milkman.
What does that mean?
And I'm sorry, he's dead, Jim.
Photon torpedo.
Lieutenant Uhura, open hailing frequencies.
Yes, Captain Kirk, opening hailing frequencies, sir.
Let's boldly go where no one's gone before. Beam me up, Mr. Scott. Sulu, go to warp.
Warp 3, sir.
No, that will be way too slow.
Warp 4, sir.
It still is way...
Warp 5, sir.
It still is too damn slow.
Warp 6.
It's too damn slow.
Warp 7.
It's still damn slow.
It's too damn slow!
No, 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 no. Mr. Chekhov, Mr. Chekhov.
I am firing torpedo.
That will not work and would be illogical to me. To me. To me.
All right. Guess something I picked up in that.
First they went and stole the election. The Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said push it. He went and hired his daddy's staff and a few workers
to split in half, bush it. Though he'd never been to a foreign land, had a map of the world he'd never understand, right up his back with the puppeteer's hand, bush it. The old president's son, bush it. That's the way it's done, bush it. For all of your friends, who knows where this whole thing's gonna end. Then someone goes and topples the towers, took years to build, destroyed it in hours. The FBI and CIA said, give us more powers. Bush it.
Too slow.
Guys from Nixon's, just for a laugh. Now the... Then the puppeteer says, hey, I got a plan. Though the guys were all Saudis, let's bomb Afghanistan and camp out with our friends in Pakistan. Bush it. But that wasn't the end to these tragic attacks. Someone used the U.S. mail to send anthrax. Kind of funny how it just went to Democrats. Bush it. The old president's boy, bush it. He got a brand new toy, bush it. Down old Texas way, hey now look at Georgie Jr. play. Vice President Cheney meets with Enron, of course, on how to manage our resource. Get them rolling blackouts and a secret task force. We'll push it. Then Enron goes bankrupt after stealing us blind, but they left a trail of campaign cash behind. When asked for his records, Cheney big time declined. He said, push it. Now before 9-1-1, Bush wasn't too bright. Did Osama bin Laden show him the light? They're both CIA boys and they know how to fight. They push it. Push it. To the limit and then push it. And push it again. Push it. And make no mistake, there is just so much that we can take. He's got two drunken daughters and a drug addict niece. But that doesn't matter, he'll just call up the police and say you can keep all the others, but I want their release. Bush it. Now he did booze and coke, and he doesn't deny it, but he says that he quit and is on a new diet. Now he passes out on pretzels. Does anyone buy it? Bush it. Now Bush is an artist, and he's trying to sell it. He's a bit of a devil, doesn't think we can tell it, but it's piled up so high, you can't help but smell it. Bush it. Bush it. The new president's song. Bush it. You know he can't be wrong. Out of the president's way, what more can a real American say? Bush it. Bush it. Bush it.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I think it's going to get me in trouble. or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate, and I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Yeah.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's hard to be the head of a tremendous war effort, and it's even harder to bullshit the nation and sell them on the war for oil and Halliburton profits for Dickless Cheney. But sell the war we must, and therefore we must bullshit you, and therefore we must put this nation on brown alert. That's right, we are on brown alert because the bullshit is rising high, and we are going to do everything we can to rise it higher. Because like all moral crusaders and holy hypocrites and corporate stooges and Enron associates, we need to lie and bullshit so that we could scam you, cause you to chase scapegoats, and buy this fucking war. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop.
not a prediction. Live in my brain. With me every day. Drives me insane. I feel in my heart. If I had a gun, I'd feel in my heart. I wanna kill some. I feel in my heart. The end will come. What a damn! Hey, oh, what a damn you think! You're my friend, but you're what a damn! Tell me that I'm wrong! Try to sing your ego song. You're what a damn! My war, you're what a damn! You said that you're that, but you're what a damn! What a damn!
There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's, but I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God. Ground. God shall make them
criminal, political fallout, corporate crime from a probe of accounting practices, misleading financial statements. That Halliburton,
all fraudulent,
the energy
conduct
run by any.
Sometimes things aren't exactly black and white when it comes to accounting procedures, cooking the books.
He was holding back. He wasn't.
During my tenure at WorldCom,
shading and treason.
Needed
criminal,
evasive,
fraudulent conduct.
That he was playing games.
There is so much evidence.
Obstructing justice. And misleading clients, falsifying records, the actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition, business executives breaching the trust, and abusing power. The task force will function as a financial crimes SWAT. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition, overseeing cooking the books, shading the truth, and breaking our laws, obstructing justice, and misleading clients, falsifying records.
Corporate crime.
Business executives breaching the trust.
Misleading financial statements.
And abusing power. Obstructing justice. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. And misleading.
George Bush's own conduct as a businessman has been questioned.
Business executives breaching the trust. The task force will function as a financial crimes SWAT team. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. We're seeing cooking the books. Shading the truth. And breaking our laws. Deception accounting to hide reality. Executives should use all their compensation. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. Overseeing cooking the books, shading the truth, and breaking our laws.
Did he answer any of these questions in substance about what he was actually doing at Harkin, why he sold, why he bought later, whether he said it's looked at it?
No, in fact, he was asked
clients.
A specific question. Why was
records.
that form filed 34 weeks late?
Cooking the books.
George Bush's own conduct as a businessman has been questioned. Investor confidence has been devastated by scandals.
I must respectfully decline to answer the questions of this committee on the basis of my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Political fallout from a probe of accounting practices at Halliburton.
Iraq came up and he said it's a hypothetical and he will not talk about when or if there'll be any kind of invasion, but it does remain the stated goal of this administration to have a regime change there.
Obstructing justice about and misleading clients. Falsifying records.
Price system.
Business executives breaching the trust, overseeing cooking the books, and abusing power, shading the truth, obstructing justice, and breaking our laws, and misleading clients.
Bush hoped to distance himself from some big donations which helped finance his 2000 presidential campaign.
The president called the briefing to talk about his
obstructing justice,
but he
cooking
was
the
peppered
books,
throughout the 30
misleading clients.
Briefing about questions concerning
major
the sale of
the directors. Business executives breaching the trust. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. And abusing power. Deception accounting to hide reality. Executives should use all their compensation. Threatening the financial well-being. Shading the truth. Many workers breaking our laws. And many investors.
Iraq came up and he said it's a hypothetical and he will not talk about when or if there'll be any kind of invasion.
The energy company run by Vice President Dick Cheney from 1995 to 2000.
Which will open new markets and create better jobs.
If there'll be any kind of invasion, but it does remain the stated goal of this administration to have a regime change.
Misleading
there.
Clients. The actions I'm proposing follow in this tradition. Threatening the financial well-being of many workers and many investors.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, The gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so...
Vice President Dick...
Compliance.
Who's on the board?
I'm here to... That I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, February 19th, 2006, at RadioVolta.org and ReverendBookburn.com. We are going to do something knowingly for the first time in the 5-year, slightly plus, history of the show. We are going to award the asshole of the week distinction to the same person for a second time while being aware of it. And this was partially due to the fact that we were planning on having the kids participate and add their own natural fart sounds. Because every child should have the opportunity to make fart sounds at their president. But at the last minute, it was canceled by Mommy, also known as Demonica. A minor disappointment, but we'll do it anyway in the spirit of Anti-President's Day, before the great day off for most people tomorrow. Asshole of the Week is a corporate criminal, a war criminal, a third generation member of a crime family, former cokehead, who brought his girlfriend to get an abortion in 1971 before it was legal, but then had the hypocrisy to attack women's right to choose, George W. Bush. You are Asshole of the Week. Fuck you, George Bush, and your brothers. If we ever get divine powers, we will give your mother the ability to have 3 retroactive abortions. Alright. Heard enough of that Asshole of the Week sound effects. You heard Ms. Terry from Radio
Mad.
Do one of those, man.
TheWar.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, you heard Mick O'Brien in one of his fantastic parodies entitled Corporate W. From the soundtrack of The Meaning of Life, you heard the Monty Python bunch doing Every Sperm is Sacred. Black Flag did My War. Dead Milkmen did Punk Rock Girl. Me First and the Gimme Gimmies did Stand By Your Man. And San Francisco. King Missile did Detachable Penis. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Bush It from the Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. and started off with an unknown artist doing the Trekkie Rhapsody. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Anti-President's Day. And it has been fun, and we knowingly gave the Asshole of the Week distinction for a second time to the same source, namely George W. Bush, because we feel it is not only appropriate, but special circumstances that warrant it. And again, we thought the kids were going to have a chance to make fart sounds at the president and with all their friends tuned in. So that didn't happen. We'll try to make it happen in the future. And let them have their fun as well. But it was deserved. So we just have to bend sacred holy tradition once in a while so that member of such a horrendous bloody crime family be repeatedly acknowledged as the asshole that he is. A good resource is IVAW.net, Iraqi Veterans Against the War. Let's see. All right, we'll save the mea culpas for former Bush supporters who now know better till next show, as well as the special for the ribbons, the automobile ribbons retards. Let's see. We'll wait for God to come back before we talk about the Christian counseling groups. And we'll let Satan introduce SSS himself, Satanic Social Services, based on a taxpayer-funded support grant. And let's see. Coming up on The Reverend Is In 3 weeks is Hunting with Dickless Cheney. And 1 week after that, Go to Your Jesus Right Now, and God will give the cultists permission to do just that. And if you've ever seen the assholes outside of abortion clinics and the bottom of the American Christian Taliban, you know that that is long overdue. All right, let's see. That's most things that we wanted to cover, so we will have time for some more tunes. Once again, happy birthday to Mr. Edward Gold and to the Mac Goddess. You may hear from Hippie John when he's in, and who will happily look after our cats and one dog who thinks it's a cat. And that includes Herman, formerly the cat of Marlin, the great engineer, who passed away in June of last year. Demonica and the Reverend are taking care of Herman, who, if anybody wants to know, is doing fine, getting fat, and always cuddling with us. Happy Hash Wednesday. Again, the show is going to resume in 3 weeks, and you can always get updates at reverendbookburn.com, and there'll be a blog entry in 3 weeks. I mean, before 1 week. And you can get old shows and listen to them for free at reverendbookburn.com. Write to the Reverend at Quayle, QUAYJCDC.org. And let's see. All right, we'll play some tunes. And since I am notorious for not announcing the final tunes of the evening, I will do just that. Let's see. This is by... Let's see. I'll play two songs for Anti-President's Day, starting with a track from Volume 1 of the Peace Not War compilation series. You can check it out online at peace-not-war.org. And from Disc 2, this is the Alabama 3 doing Flag Half Mast Mix.
Don't need no country. Don't need-
K-I-L-E, Quail Edis.
Another psychopath in Iowa, loading up another round, while the NRA and Columbine hunt Marilyn Manson down. Powder in the Pentagon, crew letters in the mail. Some KKK white supremacist cooking up a dose of race hate.
Don't be no country, don't follow flag.
Crown Force Mama now, while the BMP scare refugees in the alleyways of Oldham Town. Hypocrites and down in the street, pouring petrol on the flames, yeah. Southpaw cries, how do we always get the blame, yeah.
Don't be no country, don't fly no flag.
I don't fly no flag.
Asylum seeker for the frightened baby on some foreign beach. You better come and pray they reach safe harbor.
Some mother in Jakarta lays down a weary head. Some free trade zone compound with it, work you till you're dead. Hunger stalks the corridors, famine and disease. Multinationals walking hand in hand. Ask Patty, no chance.
Hallucinate angels. I hallucinate angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I receive commands to kill the infidels and the abortion doctors and the who are sex positives of every walk of life. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I feel a synergy with the Holy Trinity. I hallucinate angels. And I read my Bible. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist counselor and social worker. I want to be your counselor during a crisis pregnancy. For more information on the George W. Numbnuts Bush Faith-Based Initiative and support for holy hate schools at taxpayer expense, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org.
There's a war coming down between my breast and mine. I don't want no war. Going down tonight. Stop this. I call this pussy, you know, I still cannot believe it. Our evolution now is on the way of aid. A world of all for songs into a stupid pain. Stop this. War. Stop this. War. I'm so different, yeah, I say we're all the same. All kind you know, in the crazy game. Self-destruction, fast and beating like a bullet. No one can stop the watch it fly and no one can control it.
With another unity song, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. With a unity song. Stop this. Oh. Stop this. Oh. Unity, as one stand together. Unity. Evolution gotta come right, unity. As one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come, unity. As one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come, unity. As one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come.
Well, you heard Operation Ivy doing Unity from Volume 2 of Rock Against Bush. And Alabama 3 did Flag, the half-mast mix. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Anti-President's Day. It has been fun. It, of course, was oriented towards the criminal regime of George W. Numbnuts, war criminal Enron Ho Bush. And we're going to play one more song. The show resumes at 3 weeks from tonight when we do Hunting with Dickless Cheney, and 1 week after that we will do Go to Your Jesus Now. Updates at reverendbookburn.com. This is the final song for tonight, and it is by The Unseen, and this is entitled Scream Out. Good night. People.